was the Socceroos prepare for the high-stakes match against Paraguay later today, the team was brought into the debate on multiculturalism.
The Socceroos, in fact, represent my vision of a monocultural Australia, all wearing green and gold.
The One Nation leader has since doubled down on her call for an end to multiculturalism.
Multiculturalism is having all these individual tribes and people will be treated as such based on their cultural background. What I'm saying is, be proud to be Australian. Respect the men and women who have fought and died for this country, for the Australian flag, who we are.
So what do diverse Australians and the community groups around them make of this very public debate? Benny Boll is a long-time African community leader and is founder of the African Youth Support Council and CEO of Village Support Limited and joins me now. Benny Boll, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Sally. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How have you seen this debate unfolding and significant criticisms and questions regarding multiculturalism? How's it been received, do you think, Ben?
Well, Sally, I think it's been unfortunate that we have to debate multiculturalism and the essence of it in 2026. Australian founding leaders have already built a very successful country, and I think many of us come here because of the system that has been built based on the love for humanity, not in terms of the race and ethnicity. When you look at the Socceroos, just taking you back to the conversation earlier, all of these players, including Aaron Kunda, when he first scored there, the whole country jumped in joy. And when they finish and come back, they come to their local community. So there's no incompatibility in terms of cultures, ethnicities, and then Australian values. So what I would like to say here, we come from countries where systems and leaders have failed to accommodate the diversity. And that's why many of us are here. Australia is a successful story because of the leaders that have built the institutions and the system that accommodate our differences. We can celebrate our cultures and we can still represent our country with the pride.
Do you think that politicians from the major parties, Benny, have they pushed back enough and defended some of the communities in Australia?
I don't think so. I believe our leaders are struggling to stand up and defend what makes us a very successful country. I think they need to do more. They need to stand up for Australia and they need to call it out to say that our institutions have been very successful. We are a very successful multicultural parliamentary democracy where all different cultures come together, celebrate their heritage and tradition, and we can still defend our country. The importance of parliamentary democracy, the importance of judicial system. I think what I'm seeing is politicians sometimes trying to chase a popular vote and also following the opinion polls. And what we need to defend is what has been successful. We've seen around the world where some leaders try to impose their own faith-based kind of system or tribe trying to dominate the other tribe. That is why we see chaos everywhere. But in Australia, we are so proud of what our leaders have built, and we need to continue to defend that. That's why so many people from all around the world come to this country.
How important is it, do you think, to remember that diverse communities have diverse views? There are some, especially first, second, third generation migrants who do support Senator Hanson's views around multiculturalism. What do you make of all that?
I think people can express their views, but I think at the end, it comes down to what has been tested and what has been successful. Australian parliamentary democracy, multiculturalism has been a success. And that is what we need to continue to defend. So we don't need to change that. It's so important. And when Australians are reaching out and talking about other issues happening around the world, we are actually being Australian. That is Australia. So we care about humanity. We care about what's happening to other people. When you see the situation in Congo, you see the situation in Sudan and in the Middle East, and Australians are getting out there and concerned. That is being Australian. Just a couple of weeks ago, this a man here, a middle-aged white man called Mick Khan, he went to South Sudan village for the first time, places where nobody would go to, and he was building clean water, drinking water wells in the villages. And he had no connection to any of those people. That is being Australian. So we just need to be more human. We need to be humane in the way we deal with each other and then try to defend our system. So I think looking at the debate in the past couple of weeks, I became very concerned that most of our leaders seem to be concerned about what they say and what people will take from that and how that could impact on their popularity and the party and all of that. We just need people to have the courage, stand up for Australia and defend our democratic institutions and still defend our multiculturalism. We go in the park, they celebrate all our cultures, poor tradition, music, and it's a good thing. So it doesn't hurt anything. There's nothing to fear from that. So when you attend large multicultural festival and seeing people from everywhere celebrating each other, there's no harm there. It's not an issue at all. And when you see Aaron Kunda scoring the first goal and Australia jump up in joy, and after that game, he would come to his local community and attend local cultural festival as a Burundian, you know, as African. That's not an issue. You see Gadgar running for Australia, and we all celebrate him. Very proud Australian. It's a good thing representing this country. And when he finished, he would come to his local community, South Sudanese community, African community, celebrating with all of us locally. And that's a good thing. When you see me having received the Medal of the Order of Australia, it's not because of the work that I've done with the African community or with the African youth. It's the work that I've done with the Australian youth. I was working with Indigenous Australian families for many years. I was brought up by an Australian Indigenous woman, Cassie McKenzie. I'm a product of Australian Indigenous people in terms of my career. That is why I received the Order of Australia. I would have not received that in South Sudan or in Africa. This is the beauty of Australia.
Benny Bowell, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you, Sally.